So yes, we participate, but no, we don't participate without asking questions and without contextualizing. You know, for example, obesity is not, you know, the purpose of this is not to skinny people up so they can fight wars better. And who said that, and why did they say that, and what does that mean, and why is this really important? You know, why is, because, you know, you talk about the economics of food supply, because that's why we have the obesity.
Thank you.
But anyway, health is not apolitical. We just need to pay attention to how we engage with, you know, White House initiatives. Okay. Last point, yeah, we are a little whiny. And I don't actually think it's about internal matters. I don't. At least at my station, yes, we talk about them sometimes, but not all the time, really, not all the time. We do, however, do a lot of storytelling and anecdotal type stuff that is very depressing. And sometimes the end result of it is we try to recruit people to join the struggle. And I mean, you know, I'm an activist. That kind of works on me. It doesn't work on most people. To most people, it's whiny. It's boring. And either they have enough real struggles in their life that they don't need other people's. Or they really are just listening for some entertainment and they're not getting any. So one of those two things are true. So I do think that that tone, which only works on activists, it doesn't work for anybody else, can be changed into things that are a bit more about debate, about ideas, about interesting thoughts, in a sense, rather than, you know, come help someone cross this particular Sisyphean hill. Because, again, you know, most people, they've got their own hill.
That's what I was saying.
And it's nice to hear about someone else's struggle, but it doesn't, you know, it isn't enough. Okay, done.
Marcel. You need a microphone, Marcel.
Well, hello, everyone. And I've agreed with everything that everyone has said. I'd like to plead guilty, though, because I first approached Arlene about the instant recess. But for me, it was strictly political. And the reason I did so is because I also work with something from the Joint Policy Centers called Place Matters. And I've been going over the country for the last 5 years touring food deserts, which the U.S. has quite a few of.
Can you speak up, Marcel, please?
Food deserts.
Deserts.
Which the U.S. has quite a few of.
What does that mean?
And that means that there are areas in the country where you can buy,
you cannot buy
healthy, nutritious food
at
a reasonable price or at any price in some communities, and that is what adds to obesity.
Right.
And just very quickly, the five pillars of health. The five pillars of health are the same five pillars of social justice. So we don't talk about anything that does not relate directly to childhood obesity, because everything that we talk about deals with these five pillars of social justice. So you can go to any group anywhere, and if they're talking about social justice, they're talking about these same five pillars. One is economic justice. One is health care. The second is educational. The third is an ability to have housing. And the fourth is a job. The fifth is a job. Obviously, I need to go back to education. The fifth is a job.
It's all right. These are long.
Okay. So the reason that I thought that this might be a way that we can engage people and that would be an activist, because as a longtime activist myself, I have to admit that sometimes we put people on a spiral downer. You know, it's always something bad and something wrong and someone mistreated and someone hurt and someone on the edges, and all of us know about that. So every once in a while, 10 minutes a day to jump up and down and have a little music is not a bad thing. And it ties us into a broader audience. And for once, we had something that was non-controversial. And sometimes the way to attract is what we have to do, because we don't have the money very often to advertise. So if we can figure a way around traditional advertising that allows people to enter us from a position of feeling good, because the way I learned to organize was, first you talk to people about the streetlight on their corner, and then you get them to see the fact that the world has no light. But you have to start from where they are. And most people are against children suffering. So that is why. And then we can discuss that. Why are children obese in these communities? Because they're suffering. And they're suffering because they can't go outside, because they are locked in the house, because their parents do have to work 2.5-3 jobs. Once we can start to talk about that, then we can expand this far beyond just moving our hips. We can engage moving our minds. And I'm for people moving their minds any way they can do that. Now, let's talk about advertising. You know, I'm one of the people that fought really hard to get my message out. And when I came to the left didn't have the courage to speak up. And I know I've offended a lot of people, but they didn't have the courage to speak up, which is why we're always commenting on things after the fact instead of leading the movement. So I had to go to the far right, who took my message and twisted it. But that would not have happened had the left have stood up. So I'm on Pacifica now to say, you don't have to agree, but we cannot be there speaking for people if we don't have the courage to speak. Because specifically, what are we here for then? Okay, now the final. I didn't write notes, okay. So the final I wanted to talk about is that I do think we need some uniformity, because I was just saying to Nia that Amy Goodman actually came from W. Then she went to I. But the thing that's so clear is that she was always interested in branding. She had her product, she knew what it was, and she knew how to sell it. So at this point, instead of them saying the Amy Goodman Show with Pacifica, they say, you know, by the way, Amy Goodman and Pacifica carries it. Well, if she could do that in 10 years, we obviously have to rededicate ourselves, as you say, Sean, to branding, which we have not done. And however we have to brand initially is what we'll have to do, because we don't have the money for consultants. We just have to do it through social networking and any other platform that we can find for branding. Thank you for listening.
Well, I want to associate myself with so many points that have been raised. I it's moments like this that make being on the PMB meaningful and rewarding. And so I just want to applaud all of you for the constructive remarks that you've made. And I also want to acknowledge Jennifer for steering the programming committee into bright waters as the convener, and getting us off on the right foot, and also to acknowledge the healthy discussion that went on in the meeting on Friday evening. Two points that came out of that meeting repeatedly was community involvement, and training. The importance of getting out of the studio from behind the mic, which even Rush Limbaugh does.
Just
by himself.
And lots of them.
And training. Creating and maintaining, creating opportunities for and doing training. So if we don't remember anything else, in addition to the good feelings that came out of the program committee meeting on Monday evening, let's do remember those two points that came up repeatedly. As an affiliate, I think that it's critical that the role of the affiliates Pacifica partnership be incorporated in this discussion.
Absolutely.
RICO mentions or suggests that we ought to think about, and we would really love to be able to do it, buying some distressed station in the Midwest. We've got relationships with stations all over the country, including the Midwest, and they're called affiliates, Pacifica affiliates. And we're really pleased to be a part of a partnership with Pacifica. And I use the term partnership deliberately. I think that we're all better served if we begin to look at that relationship in more useful, more practical terms. And that if we think of Pacifica, the five existing stations, as the hub or a hub, and the affiliates as spokes, then we begin to visualize the actual potential of that partnership. I think I think that the observation that Tracy made about assessing and putting into context the Let's Move is critical. You know, we don't want to be an arm of the Democratic Party, nor do we want to be an arm of the U.S. White House, Black President and First Lady notwithstanding. Being able to give the CD or DVD at the GRC with our name on it is good advertising. However, what is even better advertising is best of Pacifica programming, best of Sprouts, which is a relationship, manifestation of that Pacifica affiliate partnership, that we encourage the building and the strengthening of that relationship, so that we are also laying the foundation for what is the next stage in broadcasting, web-based broadcasting, satellite broadcasting, as we strengthen and thus promote Pacifica as the hub of that that partnership. So I would challenge us to begin to look at and to include the affiliates in the discussion, in the planning, in the programming, so that we realize both of our potential, the potential Pacifica in providing and distributing content, and the opportunities that that distribution system has for the affiliates across the planet, because as we do have some internet affiliates and in Africa, South America, Canada, and bringing all of that in-house and making for a much richer tapestry and a more powerful communications system. Thank you.
Kim, I'll put you on. Alberto.
Oh, Alberto took a brief walk.
Okay. Then Bill will have Alberto when he comes back.
Okay, I'll just be brief. I really like all this great stuff people are talking about, like Afia just mentioned, and I respect what Sean said. It's not real obvious necessarily how an exercise kind of program fits in with their mission, but I think Marcel really said it right, and I think we need to talk about that not just here, but on the air when we're doing this, is that there's a lot of political aspects to the obesity thing, and like Alberto mentioned, Food Inc., that documentary, we might even play some excerpts of that when we're doing this, because people need to be thinking there's some real big corporate interests involved, and that's why we have this obesity. And also the diabetes problem is that there's lots of money being made on junk food. There's lots of money made on fast food stuff, very little education on in the schools because of probably resistance from corporate interest in really how to get good nutrition. The food deserts are a really big problem, and we need to be talking about that on the air while we're doing the exercising. The exercising gives people, listeners, an opportunity. One way they can help to counteract the problems without spending any money, but it may also help us get the door in, open the door to discussions of the bigger political interests involved. So that's a great idea. And I think we should have a collection of those available as premiums during Fund Drive. Thanks.
You're next up.
Alberto. Thank you. I'm sorry, I needed to quickly go out. 168.
Hand him the mic. We're going to get you. They're going to get one. Just
you're right on the table.
There you go.
That one right there. 168, 336, 504. What does that have to do with programming? I'm a listener. I know very little about the radio, but I do know one thing that we haven't touched on that I want to put before the group, not for a discussion, but to view it as an opportunity. 168 is full. And part of the problem that we have within our signal areas, our radio stations, is that that it's already full at the 168 level. We still have another 168 available to us, and another 168 available to us. And I'm talking about hours in the week. We have HD2 and HD3 available. Mm-hmm. And the most important thing, at least from my chair, about HD2 and HD3 is that can get triple our opportunities to begin working on programs that deal with all of the other issues and aspects and ideas, and it allows for the development of programmers. It allows for the development of programming that is not currently available in Pacifica right now. And it also allows us to avoid some of the fiefdom, that some of that. It's my 1 hour. It's, you know, it allows us, it gives us an ability to open up our eyes and view the world into tripling it. 168, 336, 504. We need to focus a little bit. I understand all of the other mediums that are before us. I have heard within our system that HD radio might not last too long, that it might not be a thing of the future, but at the moment it gives us a little bit of hope to broaden the content of our radio stations within our, at least within our own minds and within our own spheres, to expand, which comes to one of my personal peeves about Pacifica. And Rico touched it very, very nicely in the way that he views the world in this part of the world. It is very difficult to compete within this body in my native tongue. And all of the natives that speak what I speak, and to get our language within the stations and the kind of programming that might not necessarily be in our English consciousness, but can have basically the same effects within El Español that that we live in, within that world of this kind of new world Spanish that we live in. Our PBS station, radio station at the University of Houston, of course, their funds are unlimited, and I'm not saying anything, but has now engaged their HD1, obviously, it's been going on, their first 168 hours, their second 168 hours, and their third 168 hours is all of it Spanish language programming. I've listened to it, and I've heard it, and it's canned. Most of it is canned, but the opportunity is there. The ability, the concept of saying our programming doesn't have to be competitive in this English speaking world that we live in. And I think that we would, I would like being fully conscious, mentally, emotionally, physically, and politically, culturally, Chicano. That concept that there are three available channels within our radio stations, and that we don't have to compete. I mean, it's really horrible. I mean, let me just go back to that. It's sad, and I'm not mad. I'm just sad that the Spanish language programming within Pacifica gets kicked around all over the place, and in some of our stations, kicked off because there are those vested interests within our stations. I mean, those people that are there who are linguistically extremely challenged and who get extremely offended and this goes out ever since I left my world and went into this world. They must be talking about me. So, please, again, I'm in a different world, and I am a listener, and I listen to KPFT 24/7, even when I'm asleep, the little radio song. And another thing, and this is important, I think, our HD radios are now going for $25. You can, I don't know about here in LA, but in Houston you can buy a little HD radio for $25. So this idea that there's no HD, that HDs, there's no radios out there, they're for $25. As a matter of fact, at KPFT, somebody dropped a radical idea that maybe we should make little HD radios one of our premiums. as to incite people to buy, to get a little, and
yeah, that was how they started it.
Right. With KPFT on the side.
FM.
That's right.
My last little point here is that I'm dropping this concept at KPFT. We are already, we have HD2. That is, the bugs are being worked out. I understand that some of our other stations, haven't come up with the financial resources to do the HD2. But at KPFT, we do have HD2 that sometimes it's dead air. It comes on, and they're working with it because it's a technological deal there. And I'm stressing to our manager and our manager, our program director, and whoever might want to very quietly listen to Alberto, that all of the Spanish language programs that are the very few Spanish language or Hispanic directed programs that are in the KPFT mix, we should put them during the daytime in one of those Tuesdays or Thursdays, afternoon is the 8 hours that are scattered throughout HD1. We should block them and make it available for people that want to hear, for example, one of my favorite programs that I do not get to hear because for some reason or another, it ended up at 2 o'clock in the morning, Voz de la Tierra, an indigenous, Hispanic indigenous type of programming with news, social commentary, and music that you hear only, most instances, only in the mountains of Mexico, which is wonderful. And of course, we really don't have Informativo Pacifico anymore at KPFT for some reason. Again, it offended people that they could not understand the news. Thank you. I want to stress that. And it's not about programming. It's about utilizing this technology that's HD1, HD2, and HD3. And I would suggest that people consider giving, like for in the L.A. area, in the Houston area, the Hispanic population is approaching 50% in Houston already. And 40, according to our arbitrons, even with the programming that we have at KPFT, 44 to 45% of our listeners are Hispanic at KPFT, even with the eclectic programming that we have at KPFT. So there is listenership out there. There's people that listen. There's Hispanics. I hate the word. There's Hispanics out there that listen to KPFT, the English programming, the little Spanish programming that we have. And I think we could grasp a lot of people in the Hispanic community if we can utilize the HD3. I don't want HD2. You guys can have it. Just give me HD3. And we can start marketing into our community and give out the premiums, the little radios, the $25 radios. And I got my HD radio from my wife for Christmas 2 years ago, and I love my HD2 radio because it sounds better than the old boombox I had. Thank you very much.
Campbell.
Thank you very much.
Did you want to say something?
I was just going to add one thing on the HD front that some of you may have noticed, and you can check it out on the Internet, but WMNF is also using 3 HD channels. The first one is the same as the analog programming.
Sure.
The second is a way of bringing youth into the station. They leased that to the University of South Florida student station, and it's student programming. These students are progressive enough that they had been carrying Amy Goodman for the last 3 years on their little bitty AM station that only reached on one campus. And so it's been a boon for everybody to have this available. And as part of that program, they also come in and do some internships and some affiliation with WMNF and get some training. So it's a win-win to help bring them into the community programming network. And then the third is an all-day talk with a lot of Pacifica programming on HD3 in Tampa. So it shows what can be done. But, of course, you do have to have a transmitter that allows you to broadcast the additional HD channels or to broadcast digitally, and that doesn't come cheaply. We were forced into it at WMNF because we had to make a tower move and our old transmitter wouldn't work, and you're obviously not going to buy a new transmitter right now that isn't HD compatible. But to go out and fit the ones you have is another issue.
Campbell.
Thank you very much. I wanted to amplify the issue about the instant recess. I would like to first help us keep in sight a statement: where there is no vision, the people perish. And I believe that the instant recess has a potential and really focuses on our core Pacifica mission. I think that our mission requires us to be involved in the community and to uplift the community. And this, I think, is key for us to understand. In D.C., I believe that we should engage having live broadcasts from H.D. Cook Elementary School, which is a block away from WPFW station. I believe that We can also, at WPFW, invite people in for live broadcasting and have different groups that would participate in that regard. I think that we can carry this message and the instant recess to groups in the various groups in the community. And this is a way in which we would be more involved and engaged with our community. I think that there's an opportunity here as well to link with our local DC TV cable television station and amplify our actions as well. But it's not just a DC thing. I think this is something that should take place across the country in underserved communities throughout, in barrios, in reservations, and elsewhere, where we can engage a community that would be, I think, willing and interested to be involved in this and subsequently involved with Pacifica. And I think that this is an opportunity where we can make a vision that we would have part of a reality that is shared with the various communities in which we are active and which we would like to be active. So I just wanted to mention that within the context of this one thing that we have now that we are undertaking, and let's not lose sight of it and its potential, as oftentimes you can do when you get something going. Thank you.
Thank you all. I think this has been an extraordinary conversation, and I think the task is to take some of these ideas and to figure out ways to make things happen. And I'd suggest using the session on Saturday in part, if you'd like to do that, to chair something, to facilitate some conversation about that. We're about to take a break for lunch. I had a request from a member of the audience if we could give 5 minutes for them to make comments. I don't know how many people want to make comments, but so I'll put it to you all. I don't hear any objections. So you ask, is there anyone else that wants to speak? Okay. Yeah.
Just grab a mic. Just grab a mic.
USC was just completing their fund drive. USC is our rich cousin. They, with a tremendous struggle, they've achieved about the same signal profile that KPFK has. They might have 10 million possible listeners with about 7 signals. Their fund drive tidied up just when ours did, and it was the best they'd ever had. They're very proud of that. They cut their premium costs well below half and achieved more subscription than they ever had. Last time this PNB met at this location, Radio Peace International had just been shut down by the UN, and they had come to us sort of hat in hand to become part of Pacifica. As far as I know, it died. There was some discussion, but it was a shortwave station, and it would have greatly added to our Article of Incorporation mission statement. My other comment is, I've run a church for 20 years. I live in a food desert, definitely. When we pay $1 million to put shrapnel through somebody and their shoes fill full of blood and they die, and we're doing that by remote control from Las Vegas, that is not a two-sided issue. Most of what we do is not a two-sided issue. And there's a difference between dialogue and bringing the other guys into our signal. Thanks.
Unilateral. Is there anyone else that wanted to speak?
Okay. We're to be back downstairs at 1:30 for executive session. I'm sorry. We're going to be here for executive session. Right. What are you asking for? I'll handle this differently. The restaurant here is open for lunch. Anyone know the area? What's available by walking out on the street? I'm told there's a deli down.
There's a deli about It's not far down. We walked over there yesterday afternoon, a couple of us. It's with the bowling alley.
And there's also, about how far is that?
Half a block.
Great.
A block.
Are we talking about Twain's? You know, there's
the
also
per diem has been distributed, yes.
No, this
standard
was,
restaurant.
This was Jerry's or something.
Okay, just down the street, there's a restaurant called Twain's. I'll let you judge what you want from the name, but it's a standard, you know, eatery.
Is it to the right or the left as you walk out the door?
Oh, God.
To the right.
It's to the right.
It's to the right.
To the right. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know where I'm at.
I spent some time yesterday wandering around also. Jerry's is to the left. It's a nice deli, but it's very expensive.
Right.
That's to the left. There's a Subway, also to the left. There is, going to the right, is Twain's, which Sean mentioned, which is kind of a standard diner.
Right.
Family. And reasonably priced. And across the street, there is good old Ralph's, and it has a broad range, has a deli with a broad range Richard says stuff. Yeah, Richard's been over there, too.
Did he get his Coke last night?
So if you're, they have from rotisserie chicken to organic pasta salads. So there's a big, Rouse across the street. So it's a big, there's a significant range of choices.
Okay, anything else anybody wants to add?
So be back when?
Be back at 1:30 here.
5 years ago.
No, this is 5 years.